Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased you are all here with me today. I'm still recovering from this chest cold, so you might hear me cough now and then. My energy might not be quite what it normally is. I'm better than last week, though. Yeah, still on the road to recovery. This week we were supposed to have a guest who is MIA, so it looks like it's just you and me for the show. So please, if you're listening on the live streams, please post your comments and questions. We're still going to talk about the same topic, but it's going to be a conversation between you and me as opposed to me and a guest. Hope you'll join in, regardless of what platform you're listening in. Okay, so let's get started with our blog post for this week from a couple of years ago. And I guess this is a very apropos blog post for this week. And the title of this blog post is "Breakdowns Are an Opportunity to Learn How to Surrender." You can't make this stuff up. I swear to God, I did not plan this blog post. It's just the next one on the list. Okay, here we go. Sometimes things break down. Things do not happen according to our plan. The unexpected replaces the expected. And now we have to deal with the consequences. Perhaps we miss an important meeting, or we cannot get to our destination in time. Once we see the disaster that replaces our dream, we spring into action. We call everyone we can and ask for help. Or we might reach out to the people or organizations involved to fix the problem. That might work on occasion. Otherwise, we could be met with resistance or a lack of understanding and end up shouting at some poor representative on the other end of the phone who is just trying to do their job. Yes, I did that. The system that is in place doesn't know how to deal with a situation that doesn't conform to a typical day. So we get more and more frustrated the more we try to find someone who can help us. For in the end, nothing might work, and we are just in the middle of a breakdown, and our plans are broken, and no one can fix it for us. Now, I just remembered why I wrote this blog post, and it's very, very timely that it should be coming back around today. I'll get to that. This is kind of a long one, so please bear with me. The anger might well up inside us. Our voice becomes harsh and biting. The harder we try to fix things, the further we spiral into a mad rage until we can no longer be heard, and the situation is beyond repair. So how do we handle this breakdown? How do we move forward when nothing seems to be working? Perhaps this is the time to surrender, to just give up and let things unfold however they are going to unfold. For life continues whether we get what we want or not. The more we focus our attention and energy on the breakdown, the less energy we have to pick up the pieces. To work on breaking through the breakdown by looking for other possibilities. For there is never only one solution to a problem. And a breakdown is an opportunity for a transformation. A transformation of our ideas, of ourselves. Maybe that breakdown is here to teach us something about ourselves, about our resilience, about our potential. for we learn more about what we are capable of when we are challenged than when everything is going fine. It is in these moments of fire that our metal is forged. And who we are as a person is truly revealed. We can take the opportunity to be creative and novel, or we can let it tear us apart inside and be forever lost. Breakdowns are becoming more prevalent as we continue on our course. The world is not as it once was, and even basic things are not as reliable as they once were. This is the new reality we live in, and we must learn to adapt to survive. So how can we deal with breakdowns being more and more common? By surrendering to the moment and just allow what is to be. And by being present to the breakdown without judgment or resistance, for then we can truly access more of our creativity and inventive sides, so we can find the solutions we need in the situation, even if they are not the solutions we would have chosen to begin with. For who knows if that solution might not have been the better option all along. Learning to flow with what life presents us with is the skill that will soon become the most essential thing to master. And we can start mastering it by being flexible and adaptable to the little inconveniences we all experience. That way, when the bigger ones come, we know how to be. So we can learn to thrive instead of just surviving through our challenges. Are you experiencing breakdowns? Can you learn to surrender to the breakdowns when they occur? As I mentioned earlier, it's actually kind of interesting that this blog post came up this week, because this blog post I wrote after I had an experience 2 years ago where I was going to fly up to Boston to go to New Hampshire to do some group work, a small group with some people I knew up in the Portsmouth area of New Hampshire. And it was raining that day. I think there was a storm coming up the East Coast. And I get there to Newark Airport. And I'm waiting around for things to start boarding. And it's taking a while. And you know what? I decide, you know what? Let me see if there's an exit row seat available, if I can upgrade. I think they made some announcement that, you know, if you want to upgrade your seat, come up to the counter. So I go up to the counter to upgrade my seat. I thought, you know what? You know, why not treat myself a little bit? And I come up there and I'm like, you know, I'd like to upgrade my seat to an exit row. And the guy starts typing. The phone rings. He picks up the phone. He gives me the, like, wait a minute. He's talking to somebody. And then I see the look on his face. And he's like, oh, are you sure? Oh, okay. All right. And he hangs up and he tells me the flight is canceled. He said that the crew that was supposed to man this flight got stuck in the storm in the southeast, and they're not here, so there's no one to fly the plane. Because I saw the plane land. I saw the plane at the gateway. And he said, you know what? I'm about to make the announcement to everyone. If you go now and you go downstairs to the ticket counter, maybe you can get rebooked on a later flight before everyone else rushes down there. Like, okay, thank you for letting me know. I go downstairs to the ticket counter, They're just like three or four people in front of me. And as I'm waiting, because it takes a few minutes, then the line behind me gets huge because everybody comes down. And while I'm there, I'm texting the people, letting them know, oh, my flight got canceled. I'm trying to get on a later flight. I get up to the counter. They book me on a flight that's supposed to leave like 2 hours or 3 hours later. I thought, oh, okay, I'm going to get there around 7 o'clock. We'll start at 8. It's a little bit late, but yeah, we can still do it. And they said, keep an eye on the flight. We don't know if this flight's really going to take off or not. I'm like, oh. I get my ticket. I go back upstairs. I'm keeping an eye on the flights on my phone, on the app. And then I see after about an hour, it get maybe not even an hour, about 45 minutes, it gets canceled. And then after that, like the next pass, I call them up. I don't even go down to the counter. I call them up on the phone to see if there's any other flight. And the next flight that they could possibly get me on isn't until like 11:30 at night, which by the time I get there would be way too late. No point in going up. I said, forget it. Just refund me my ticket. I call up the people in the group. I go, look, I'm sorry. I'm not going to make it. It's the next, I can't get on a flight until like 11 p.m. And, I was trying everything I could to make this happen, and it just was not going to happen. And I just, in the moment, I just had to surrender and say, you know what? This isn't to be. And the reason why I'm saying it's so funny that this is coming up now is because after I finish my show today, I'm heading down to Penn Station. We're taking the train up to Boston and having a group up in New Hampshire this weekend, starting tomorrow night. So it's kind of the 2 year anniversary of this. Thankfully, I'm taking the train, not the plane. It is raining today. Funny how things repeat. But there are a number of things in this blog post that I talk about that are deeper than the actual experience. And I really want to get to these before we go to break. And so just the whole basic idea, and this kind of will feed into our topic for today, of how do we handle breakdowns? Of how do we handle when things are not going our way? Our normal instinct is to fight it. We're going to try and get past this breakdown no matter what. Yet somehow, life keeps putting more and more and more things in our way. Some things are just not meant to happen. However, the really important part about a breakdown is how we show up. How do we treat other people when we're in the middle of a breakdown? What shifts or changes in our posture? I often have said to my wife, and she agrees with me, that you really only see a person's true character, really how they are, when things are not going their way. Because when everything's going our way, it's easy to be nice and kind and good to other people. But when things are not going our way, when we're in the middle of a breakdown, that's when you see a person's true colors. That's when you see what they're truly like underneath. Because now things aren't going our way. Now we're under stress. And how we show up when we're under stress says much more about us than how we show up when everything's fine. That's one important point in this blog. The other thing I mentioned, and again, keep in mind, this was written like 2 years ago. was how more and more things are breaking down. How the stores might not be stocked the way we're used to. Eggs might not be available. Toilet paper might be scarce. Whatever we're used to getting, prices might start going through the roof that make things, more difficult to afford. We're heading into a greater and greater period of uncertainty in the world. Things are not working the way we're used to, the way we've been brought up. If you've been brought up in the United States like I have, we're used to things just working. Now things are not as reliable as they used to be. And so I'm going to talk about why this is important. And I'm going to talk more about what is the gift in things breaking down for us. And we're going to talk all about the gift of devastation throughout the show today. And I see loyal listener Patty is back. Yes, Patty, it's good to see you're listening. She just finally catches us on YouTube. I'm so happy, Patty. So please let me know what you feel about today's topic, which is the gift of devastation. So you are listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on talkradio.nyc and on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and Twitch. And we'll be right back and discussing our topic of the day, the gift of devastation, in just a moment.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Bronku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a purpose-driven individual looking for deeper healing, clarity, and growth? Welcome to the Expansion Room, a transformative space for purpose-driven individuals. I'm Siobhan Larice, host, licensed therapist, and coach. Join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest is MIA today, so it's just me and you on the show. So please join in, comment on the live stream. We're talking today about the gift of devastation. And and it was just very timely. My blog post talking about breakdowns, because the just 2 years ago, I had also a breakdown that was, I guess you could say, a devastation of sorts. And now here I am today without a guest. So it's just me and you. So let's have a conversation together. Let me know how you deal with devastation. How do you deal with things when they don't go your way? And how do you find a way through it? So, when we talk about the gift of devastation, what is devastation, right? Let's define our terms to begin with. So, devastation is what we experience when we experience a loss of some kind, a failure, a breakdown, a heartbreak, a sudden unexpected change. Devastation is what happens when, like, we're a balloon filled with helium rising up and we feel great. And then somebody does something, says something, something happens. It could be man-made, it could be a natural catastrophe, and it just pops our balloon. And we're suddenly deflated. Suddenly, all of our joy and enthusiasm and all of the things we were so looking forward to suddenly disappear. And we're left with potentially anger, frustration, pain, suffering, grief. The sense of loss. And so sometimes that devastation occurs because, as I have been accused of earlier in life, we see the world through rose-colored glasses, meaning we see things better than how they really are. And so then, when the reality shows up in front of us, it can be devastating. And it doesn't matter whether it's in the form of relationships, a job, maybe someone's trying to scam us. It can show up in a million different ways. But it's like we have this ideal. Maybe we feel we're in love with this other person and we feel they love us too. And then one day they say, I've got to talk with you. And then we can feel like, oh, this doesn't feel like it's going to be a good talk. And they're like, I know you really like me. I know things have been okay with the relationship, but, and then comes the but. But for some reason, it's just, I'm not happy. This is not what I want. I want something different. And I really think we should end it. And suddenly we're devastated because we thought everything was fine. We were in love with the person. We liked the person. We were having a good time. Like, everything was good. What do you mean? And so, because we're unprepared for it, because we're not expecting it at all, and I'm using, a breaking of a relationship as an example, but it could be somebody getting sick, maybe a close friend or relative passing away in an accident. It could be, I don't know, maybe an erosion of our civil rights and what's going on in the country today. How free speech isn't so free anymore. How a certain political figure who I shall not name is taking his playbook straight out of Hitler's Mein Kampf and following what he did during World War II. And if you don't believe me, please Google you know, what are the similarities between what's happening today and what happened in the early 1930s in Nazi Germany? And you might be surprised at what you find out. That can be devastating. This is supposed to be a free and democratic country. Doesn't seem to be that way anymore in certain ways. But again, the devastation can be many things. It can be something global, like because of global warming and food prices start shooting up, or an island getting wiped out. I mentioned in a prior episode how during my trip to China, it was ungodly humid in Beijing, which is known for being dry and dusty, and how just a few weeks before I was there, there was a massive flood that literally washed away a five-star resort overnight. And fellow talkradio.nyc host Jacinta comments on LinkedIn. Thank you for tuning in, Jacinta. Devastation teaches us to be more resourceful and resilient. It makes us stronger and be more compassionate. Absolutely, Jacinta, if we're open to the lesson. And that's the thing. Devastation's always going to happen. Life is life. Life is never going to go our way 100% of the time. It's not supposed to. Life is going to go the way life goes. It is our job to learn how to respond to life in a way that helps us, exactly what Jacinta says, to be more resourceful, more resilient, more compassionate. So just as I talked about in my blog post in the first segment of the show, when I'm there trying to figure out how am I going to get up to Boston that night, I'm practically yelling at the customer service person on the phone, like, that's too late. Can you get me somewhere else? Like, what do you mean? I got to get up there. And I wasn't very kind to them. I wasn't. And being nice and being kind are two different things. But I admit that the stress of the moment and the devastation of my expectation of what was supposed to happen that week and that not going to happen got to me. And I started to treat the other person in an unkind way. So yes, even me, your conscious consultant, even I sometimes succumb to the stress of the moment. But it was a lesson for me. It was a lesson that I'll talk about after the break, but there was something that I learned about after that didn't happen. And actually, that particular group or that particular ceremony never happened after that point, for a very important reason. And I had no clue. I had no idea until afterwards. So it's interesting how sometimes devastation reveals information that we had no idea before the incident happens. And so I'm going to get into that, along with, you know, leading into what are the lessons, what are the universal lessons that we can learn from experience devastation, from experience the collapse of our expectations of the way things are supposed to be and what's supposed to happen. And we'll get into that right after this break. So please stay tuned. You are listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour. No guests this week. My guest is MIA, so it's just me and you. So please keep the comments coming on the live streams, and we'll be right back in just a moment.
Misalignment within your sales team or with a client stalls deals and creates unnecessary friction for you and the client, resulting in up to 37% lower win rate. If you're in pre-sales, sales, sales management, or sales enablement, and you'd like to increase revenues, win rate, margins, client satisfaction, and stay competitive, this show is for you. Hi, I'm Art Fromm, host of the Making Seamless Sales Show. Please join me live Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host the program Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I'm Linda Marsanico. The A Train to Sedona is a memoir about my journey to love and compassion. It's also the name of my new broadcast on Wednesdays at 12 noon. When we are spiritual, we embrace possibilities and ideas, which strengthen our mind, body, spirit, health, and wisdom. On the A Train to Sedona broadcast, I plan to interview guests who embrace these expansive practices. Join us on Wednesdays at 12 noon on Talk Radio New York City.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're talking this hour about the gift of devastation. And my guest, unfortunately, is not here. So it's just me and you. So please keep the comments rolling. So I spoke about how, a couple of years ago, the source of my blog post for today. Actually, I never said, if you like my blog post, don't forget, you can always catch it every week on talkradio.nyc/blog. Anyway, back to our topic. That, having this trip canceled at the last minute was upsetting at the time. I was all the way out in Newark Airport. I had taken the train out there. I left. I was there. I think it was a 1 o'clock flight I was supposed to be on. I think it was after seven by the time I got home. I was just so tired and so exhausted of dealing with all the things and coming back that I just kind of I'm done for the night. And, when the unexpected happens, when things don't go our way, when our plans get interrupted in a way that we just are so upset, look, there are emotions to process around. First, there's denial, there's resistance, until we get the point of realizing that, this just ain't going to happen. So then there's grief, depression, eventually surrender. And when we surrender, to the fact that life is not going to go the way we want today, then we get more clarity. Then we can see things a little more clearly. And then we can learn things that we didn't know. For example, I was supposed to go up there that weekend 2 years ago to do a ceremony in a house I had never been in. A couple who had been to our ceremonies, they wanted to host us. It was ending up only going to be three people there. So it was just going to be a small group. But what I learned from a mutual friend and from the woman who was going to host us, one of the people's going to host us, was there was a lot of icky energy around the house, that there was a lot of palpable negative energy in the house. And so it would not have been a good place to do a spiritual ceremony. It would not have been appropriate to be there. It could have caused a lot of trouble. And so we never ended up doing a ceremony at that house. And I had a consult with the person. I told them, you know, gave them certain things, crystals to buy and other stuff to do to clear the energy of the house and what was going on. I could feel into it once I was aware of it. So it's interesting how I was so upset that I'd made all this effort to get up there, but life had other plans. And then I find out after the fact that it probably was a really good thing that did happen, that I didn't make it up there, that that ceremony never happened, that we never held that group in that house. So there's a huge lesson in that. And the lesson is, sometimes, not all the time, sometimes when something doesn't go the way we expect, doesn't happen the way it's supposed, quote unquote, supposed to happen, doesn't turn out the way we want or not available, that it's to avoid something bad from happening. I cannot tell you how many times in the past when I had to drive somewhere, typically with a rental car, like traveling someplace, you get to the airport, you get the rental car, and then you drive someplace. When there has been a delay and I'm a half hour, 20 minutes, 45 minutes later than I expected, than was the plan, and I'm a little antsy about being late, and then I'm in the car and I'm driving to where I'm supposed to go, and I see an accident on the side of the road on the way, that if I had been a little bit earlier, if I had been on time, I could have been right in the middle of that accident. It has happened enough times in my life that I have learned when there is a delay, not always, but most of the time, there's a delay for a reason, and not to get so upset about it. Over the last, I would say, 10, 11 years, I have been developing a practice of being flexible and adaptable in a way I have never been before in my life. Learning to go with the flow that much more. Learning to be present to what's right in front of me and not judge it. And that's very, very hard for us as human beings. And one of the things that developing this practice of flexibility has taught me is, first of all, things rarely go the way we expect. I mean, it is practically a daily occurrence that meetings are getting canceled or moved on me. People are not showing up, like my guest today not showing up. I mean, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Like, this is the epitome of what I mean by being flexible. By facing the devastation, quote unquote, of something that was supposed to happen. We had scheduled this months ago. We sent out several reminders to this person, messaged them every way I could think of. Didn't hear a word. Don't know what happened to them. They're just completely vapor. I don't know. Like, maybe something bad happened. Maybe they got sick. Maybe they're in the hospital. Maybe something worse or whatever. I have no idea. But I do know that the show went live at noon today. And so 40 minutes ago, regardless of whether my guest shows up or not, I'm doing this show because I need to be flexible. I need to show up in the moment. And you know what? We've all faced the gift of devastation. We all have had times in our life. And so I just have to pull from my experiences and relate to you examples of why, when things don't work out the way we expect, it can actually be a very good thing. And I'm sure you, as a listener, you have experienced things in your own life where in the moment it felt like the most worst, awful thing, and you couldn't believe this is happening to you. And then years later, when you have a different perspective, you're like, oh my God, what a great gift that was. And that's the thing. The devastation, the unexpected, the unknown, what we get thrust into that we were not looking for is often a great gift. And one of the basic things, one of the basic ways in which it is a gift, it is a reminder of how we are not the masters of the universe, that things are impermanent, they never last, that when we show up with humility and flexibility and adaptability, we can make the best of that situation, and how when we can then learn to be resilient, to find that inner strength and have greater compassion, first for ourselves, for experiencing the devastation that we're experiencing, and then to everybody else who might be involved with it, that then we truly learn the gift of compassion. So look, I get it. Devastation can be a financial devastation, which doesn't feel good at all. It can be a devastation of our health, which nobody wants to go through. A devastation in our relationships, in our career, in our business, in our friendships, in our family. I mean, there are a million different kinds of devastations out there. And they don't feel good when we're going through it. Of course they don't. We're not built for that. But I guess the message of this show, this episode, is that when we have built the internal resilience, when we have built that internal muscle of being flexible, of being able to not be so attached to things the way they are, so that when they change and shift, we can still go with the flow and still be present and still meet the situation with an open heart and a clear mind. Like, that is the best way we can possibly show up to an incident that's devastating. Doesn't mean it's easy. Doesn't mean we're going to like it. Doesn't mean it's going to feel good. It's not. Doesn't mean we're not human beings. And doesn't mean we're not going to get upset. We are. I'm not saying we're going to be monks. I'm not saying we're going to be just totally devoid of emotions. Of course not. We're not Spock, okay? We're human. But if we can just hold on to the notion that maybe there's some kind of gift inside of this awful feeling situation, that maybe as we're going through it, or once we get through it, we can see what that gift truly is. And so when we come back from this break, let's talk about what are the potential gifts of devastation? What is it that the devastation can bring to us that can truly help us in our lives, that it can teach us, that it can give us, that can actually make us better human beings, more conscious, and better with able to withstand the next devastation? So that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. You are listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And we will be right back with our last segment to wrap it all up after this.
On Frank About Health, we're not just talking healthcare. We're managing disruption and innovation. Over the last 4 years, I've taken you from epilepsy and COVID to mental health, caregiving, and now the front lines of healthcare transformation. Stay tuned for a healthier future as we bring on the innovators, professionals, storytellers, and advocates who show you how to own your healthcare every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Ready to serve up success with a splash? Hi, I'm Bruce Kramer, a.k.a. the Corporate Cockroach.
I'm the Renaissance Woman, Angie Snowball.
And I'm your strategy doctor, Dr. Navtej Dasanjh, inviting you to serving up success with a splash.
Join us as we shake things up with real talk and real strategies centered around awareness, action, and accountability.
And yes, there really is a cocktail involved. Please join us and sip your way to success.
Serving up success with a splash, where wisdom meets happy hours. Cheers!
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And we've been talking this hour about the gift of devastation. And the gift of devastation comes when something completely unexpected happens, like your guest not showing up to your show. So I've been talking about the experience of devastation, the lessons of devastation. But what truly is the gift of devastation? So when we experience devastation and we get through the challenge in the moment, and we've surrendered to it, and understood the impermanence of everything, and we look back for the gift. And I mentioned, you know, the incident that happened a couple of years ago and how that was an unexpected gift in an unknown way. But the gift is actually the experience itself. It actually, we might learn things from it. We might, you know, understand, like, you know, a business deal going south, and then we learn that the person we were going to do business with that was going to make us millions of dollars, that they were a crook, or, you know, that this person we thought we were in love with turns out like they actually were a pretty nasty person. That other than the things we learn, which are gifts, the experience itself is a gift. It's the experience of learning that we can survive this trial by fire. that like the archetype of the phoenix, we can rise from the ashes, no matter how painful, how difficult, how distressing, how tormenting the experience might be in the moment. The fact we were actually able to get through it and learn to surrender, to learn to be more flexible, learn to be present, even when it is so painful to be present, that is a real gift. So often painful experiences just totally take us out of presence. We disassociate. We like, I don't want to be here. I want to be anywhere else but here. But when we do that, we're bypassing the situation. We're not truly living life. And the more we can be present to this ungodly situation we're trying to get through, this heartbreak, this complete burning of our soul inside our bodies, this dark night of the soul, the more we can be present to it and see it's not the end of us, it's not our death, then we can be reborn into the new you. The gift of that devastation is clarity. It helps us to see much more clearly what we value, what's important to us, how strong we are, and how even though we may have one plan for our life, life has a completely different plan for us, and that's okay. May not be what we want. May not be what we desire in the moment. But in the end, it truly serves us. So how do we integrate this idea of the gifts of devastation, the gift of devastation? The first thing, most importantly, is to have compassion for ourselves, the person going through the devastation. To have compassion for our pain, our anguish, our loss, our grief. Because when we can have compassion for ourselves for going through it, then we can have compassion for the other people involved in the situation. But then we can have the humility to learn that it's not all about us. And then we can truly find our resilience, our core, our strength, that part of us that survives even through the hottest of fires. Yes, some devastation, some people never get over. Maybe because they don't have the emotional fortitude, maybe because they don't have support, maybe because they just can't see a way out. Yet, if we can learn to not judge the present moment and not judge the pain we're going through, we can actually get through it much easier. And we don't have to have it all figured out. We don't have to know how it's going to turn out. When I was stuck in the airport and trying to rebook my flight and getting canceled and trying to see what to do and, okay, we're going to have to cancel it for this weekend and maybe we do it another time. I didn't know in the end how it was going to work out. I didn't know, if we were going to be able to do it a different time, whatever. But then I learned that, like, oh, doesn't sound like it's actually supposed to happen at this house. And you know, the interesting thing is, the more we face devastating circumstances, the easier it is to be less attached, the easier it is to be more present, the easier it is to have that knowing that this too shall pass, that we will get through it, that we will survive, and life is going to continue one way or another. May not continue the way we expect, may not continue the way we want it to look, but it will go on. So I ask you, what is your gift of devastation? What have you experienced in your life that was devastating at the moment you were experiencing it, that later on, after you got some perspective, after you got through the heartbreak of that devastation, you could actually see there were gifts in there for yourself? And if you have a hard time seeing what those gifts might be, feel free to reach out to me. You can always reach me through my website, theconsciousconsultant.com, through talkradio.nyc. And if you're having a challenging time and you need some support, you know, we can always find a way to work together to support you through the process in a way that actually helps you to find what are the gifts for you in whatever you're going through. Because even though they may not be obvious, even though they may not be obvious in the moment, they're there. They're just waiting for you to discover them. So that's our show for the day, The Gift of Devastation. I hope you enjoyed it. And of course, if you did miss any part of today's show, you can always catch the replay on talkradio.nyc, on all the podcasting platforms, Apple, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Amazon. And please, if you did get something out of this show, don't keep it a secret. Share it with your friends, your family, your colleagues. Let others know. And as always, check out the other shows on talkradio.nyc. Frank Harrison and his show, Frank About Health. Art Fromm and his show, Making Seamless Sales, if you're in the sales arena. If you're into nonprofits, Philanthropy and Focus. And, of course, Mira Brancu and Siobhan Larice and Jacinta Yang with their shows. You can find it all at talkradio.nyc. Thank you all for tuning in today. Take care. We will talk to you all next week.
On Frank About Health, we're not just talking healthcare. We're managing disruption and innovation. Over the last 4 years, I've taken you from epilepsy and COVID to mental health, caregiving, and now the front lines of healthcare transformation. Stay tuned for a healthier future as we bring on the innovators, professionals, storytellers, and advocates who show you how to own your healthcare every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I'm Linda Marsanico. The A Train to Sedona is a memoir about my journey to love and compassion. It's also the name of my new broadcast on Wednesdays at 12 noon. When we are spiritual, we embrace possibilities and ideas. which strengthen our mind, body, spirit, health, and wisdom. On the A Train to Sedona broadcast, I plan to interview guests who embrace these expansive practices. Join us on Wednesdays at 12 noon on Talk Radio New York City.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host the program Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Branku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.